Hello and welcome back to Creepy Mysteries Week. Going into our stretch of Halloween, definitely my favorite holiday.
Except for this year, it's kind of crap. But
yeah, it's kind of crap, and I guess Mr. COVID, if it's even real, has put a damper on everything. And
oh yeah, you can't do crap anymore.
You can go to a bar and drink though.
Oh yeah, you can go to a bar and drink, but
you just can't do any kind of clean fun.
Yeah.
But we chose to do one. This is a place that we have not visited, but we want to visit.
How far from us is it?
It's a little over 3 hours. It's called Helltown, Ohio. It's where all the in-laws live, of all the married people. That's why it's called Helltown.
Very funny.
Actually,
I know. I think so. We have some in-laws that are in Satan's inner circle.
Absolutely.
That'd be the mom on both sides, actually.
Yeah. Helltown has an interesting background. Has a lot of lore around it. A lot of urban legends.
Is there anybody even still in the town, or is there abandoned town?
There's some residents on the outskirts that have refused to leave. But pretty much it's a government.
I know the town neighboring it, that from what we've seen on documentaries, they try to say is Helltown, but that's another. It's like right on the other side of Helltown.
No, this is the actual town. Basically, it was a Lenape or Delaware Native American village at first. That's how it started way, way back when.
Most of Ohio, though, was a Native American.
A lot of Native American lore and stories here.
Which we will cover some of for November.
Absolutely.
Because
the Shawnee were actually very prevalent here. So we might even cover the story of Tecumseh. Or Tecumseh is how the French said it. But this is about Helltown, the Lenape, Delaware Native Americans. It was a village that was located near an abandoned town called Newville. It was located on Clear Creek. The site is on a high hill just north of the junction of Clear Creek and Black Fork of the Mohican River.
So is that the same Clear Creek that runs through Logan that's close to us?
I don't think so. I think there's probably more places named Clear Creek than just in Logan, so I would assume it's not. That'd be a long creek.
Well, I mean, you guys call creeks rivers here, so you never know.
And we call hills mountains, too.
You know what? We have mountains, too, Dick.
After the signing of the Treaty of Easton in 1758, the Lenape were required to move west out of their native lands. Into what today is known as Ohio. So basically they were moved from where they were and settled in what is now Helltown.
The Native Americans were.
Correct.
Yeah, because, you know, they needed to be moved because it wasn't like they were here first or anything.
Right, yeah. The village had originally been settled by Native Americans of the Mingo, a tribe that belonged to the Eastern Algonquin group. But the Mingo had abandoned the site in 1755, therefore it was open.
Does it say why they abandoned the site?
It does not say why. The Lenape re-founded the settlement in the 1770s. Kind of like we refounded America after they were already here.
Yeah. You mean the Christopher Columbus that says he discovered America when Leif Garrison was here before him?
That'll also be covered in November, too. According to the Lenape, the village was called Cleartown after the clear stream that ran nearby. However, when they learned the German word for clear was hell, they renamed the village Helltown.
Because that's such an inviting name.
Exactly.
I guess it is a good way to keep people out.
Right. It was abandoned again in 1782 because of the repeated clashes with the colonial American troops and settlers. They were basically the settlers on them. They were angry that the Lenape were there because the member of the tribe had sided with the British during the American Revolution.
But again, it shouldn't matter. They were here first.
Totally agree. The violence would culminate into a massacre in 1782, which American militia killed 96 Lenape in Helltown, along with was located along a war trail used by Native Americans in the region. It ran about 30 miles from Sandusky into the Cuyahoga River Valley. The anthropological...
So that is pretty far, because we've been to Sandusky. Isn't Sandusky up by Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is in Boston Township, which is north, very north. And it's... I don't think it's quite in Cleveland, but it's definitely close to Cleveland.
So when we were up at Canton, we were kind of close.
Yeah, we were very close. Anthropological investigations in the late 19th century found that the site in the village was a high mound composed of primarily sandstone rocks. A number of Lenape graves existed at the site until 1881, but local farmers plowed them under over the next 2 years.
So
that always works out.
You mean to tell me that the Native Americans had a burial ground there?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just going around it, like we've seen here in like little, I guess, little towns. I don't know if they should really be called towns, where villages. There's just a mound, like in between two houses, that is like a Native mound. They don't know if it's just one that they built or if there's actually something in it. But instead of just going around it, they just plowed through it?
Correct. And it, you know, most mounds, they were used for burials, but some were used for storing antiques or artifacts that were very important to the tribe, riches, treasure for the tribes. What they would consider a treasure?
The mounds in Chillicothe.
Uh-huh.
Were those burial mounds, or were the what were those mounds?
I think it was a mixture of both, to be honest. But it was supposed to be very spiritual.
And some of them have
because it was a serpent mound, and I guess they kind of worship that whole serpent.
The serpent mound someplace else, I think. But those mounds could potentially still have stuff in them, right? Because didn't they say that some of them haven't been touched?
Yes.
There's like four or five of them there, in there.
And they shouldn't touch.
Well, they shouldn't, no. I mean, that's disrespectful as hell.
Diggings at the site found two iron knives, an iron tomahawk, stone arrowheads, a stone axe, a gun flint, and some brass mountings from a musket. So that's kind of the background of Helltown.
So it's kind of got some bloody history
already. Yeah, already it's got, but what land doesn't really? I mean, if you think about it,
some have more so than others, but that seems like that land was fought over quite a bit between the colonials and the natives.
So now we have Helltown, and eventually it was settled. Settlers moved in and it became a white settlement. Where they had formed their own community, farmers, stuff like that. And actually turned into what most say was a very nice community. And they left the name Helltown, Ohio. It was an abandoned city. Now it sits as an abandoned city. It's fueled by local urban legends about a chemical spill and murderous Satanists.
Because, again, with the Satanists.
Well, there's a lot of rumors, and there was some weird shit that went down, to be quite honest, because it is true that the government went in and offered to buy the homes, and then when people said they weren't going to take the money, they wanted to stay where they were at, then they turned it into a preserve, and everybody was evacuated forcibly.
Why, though? Because some of these people were in the documentaries that we've seen, the legitimate documentaries, I'll say.
I was going to say, there's a couple, especially done by... the Travel Channel that...
Or was it
American,
Destination America or something like that?
Destination American, sorry. That was totally false, put together. They were the same people who did the ones on the mermaids.
The mermaids. Yeah, but they were saying some of those people were saying that some of those houses had been in the family for generations. Like, they were built in the 1800s.
Yeah. And, from the settlers that took over when the Lenape was massacred... That was their descendants, the people who massacred them.
Okay, well then, those houses should have been designated historical landmarks.
That's what they were trying to do, but the government said, nope, absolutely not. If you won't take the money we're offering, then we're going to invoke. It was an act that they could invoke, and that's what they did, and they forced these people out. One of the things, and we'll get into it, was that there was a chemical spill and they needed to evacuate immediately.
Okay, Did you find out why the government had such a hard-on for this area?
No. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. There's just theories.
So they just decided out of the blue one day to
I'm sure they didn't just decide, but I wasn't in on the talks to take over Helltown.
But, I mean, it seems like if they're not giving you legitimate reasons, it seems like they just woke up one day and decided, hey, we're going to take this town back from people. No,
there's probably a reason. There's some theories on that. It's described now as eerily deserted. It's unlike ghost towns of the West. This is unique because it doesn't look like it's that old at all. A lot of the houses look modern.
Well, I know the church that they showed on that documentary still looked like it was in the same condition it was when it was built.
Although some of the buildings bear the features of early American, the rest are distinctly 20th century. The clear no trespassing signs posted throughout the town are certainly modern and official. There's not a soul to be found in the place when people go and look. Now, there are reports of people in black robes in the woods. That Satanists are there.
Black, yeah.
And actually, the church that you spoke of is actually, I think they're just seeing what they want to see, but upside down crosses.
That's not the one. That's the one that they showed in like the 1980s film, like the reports from the 80s. It was that. It looked like rocks that had built it, like the, not center blocks, because they're more like decorative, but it was more square. It's not the one with the upside down crosses. That's the one, because that's why I was asking, because that's the one that's in the populated area. And yes, those crosses are in fact upside down. There's two of them.
Yes.
On the front of the door, like on the awning, and then above it. But no, the other one was, it looks like it's still brand new, and it's, how long has the town been abandoned?
Well, I'm getting to that. So, there's not a soul to be found in this place, but there's still remnants of the lives from the former residents left behind, including an abandoned school bus. So it looks like, in some of these areas, people just up and left, just immediately. They didn't take anything with them, they just left.
So like Chernobyl.
Yeah. The town is surrounded by dangerous roads that seemingly lead to nowhere. But is the church that seems to have inspired the ominous name, the white building in the center of Helltown, is emblazoned with upside down crosses, kind of like what we were talking about. The locals have their theories. Some say the church was a place of worship for the Satanists who populated Helltown. And that, I think that is just one of those urban legends, because the name of the town is Helltown, but we know why it's called Helltown now.
Because it's the German translation of clear.
Correct. So we know why it's called Helltown.
But why do they keep mixing up the churches? Because the church they're talking about is in a populated area, and the church that's in the unpopulated area doesn't have any crosses on it. It's just a brick, like a white brick, white church.
I think it fits the narrative. This is our Helltown church. What else would you expect it to look like?
Well, then actually have it in Helltown, because if people come in there looking for that damn church and can't find it, then you're already discrediting your spooky stories.
Some of the Satanists are said to lurk on these dangerous roads or the closed roads, so they can come out and grab you and sacrifice you and do all kinds of Helltown type stuff.
Also, like the Satanist over by the creepy witch rock park that we've got.
Yes, that we've never seen.
Well, that's, to be fair, we've never found the rope bridge that they say they're at.
Others say the town was evacuated by the government after a toxic chemical spill that resulted in bizarre mutations in the local resident and animals, with the most deadly being a peninsula python, a snake that grew to enormous size and still slithers near the abandoned town.
That would be a very good cryptid idea to put on the store.
Yes, it would.
But my question...
Cryptid Cuties. It's on Etsy. The Fairy Tavern.
Fairy Tavern is what it's called. But didn't they say there was actually some very small evidence to support the chemical spill story?
Yeah.
Not a lot, but there was actually like barrels or something found. So basically we've got a, what was that Stegall movie, Fire Down Below?
Yeah.
From West Virginia?
Kind of.
So you've got somebody potentially dumping chemicals in this area, and the government finds it and trying to get everybody out of there before it goes tits up.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Even the old school bus is the center of a dark legend. Supposedly, the children it carried were slaughtered by an insane killer. Or, by other stories, it was a group of insane killers.
Because every town has them.
Right. The superstitious claim that if you peer through the vehicle's windows, you can see either the ghost of the killer or the victim sitting inside.
I have a question.
Sure.
There's all kinds of no trespassing signs, right?
There is.
Are you able to actually walk around this area?
Nobody has been arrested for walking around the area.
Because if it's a state, if it's like a national park.
It does say, though, it does say no trespassing, so technically you could get in trouble. However, everything I've seen says there's really nobody monitoring it. It's just you shouldn't be going in the houses and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, the common sense tells you that.
But the walk around the town, you're fine as long as, you know, you make it through the Satanists and the Peninsula Python and...
And the ghost killers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, what makes this different from, like, the Western ghost towns is because the Western ghost towns are like that because they were there for the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And when that stuff ran out, they had to up and leave.
Well, I feel like the government wanted that land for a reason.
There has to be a reason.
I don't believe the chemical spill. I don't believe the Satanists. I don't believe...
Well, there could be people there doing that because they're taking advantage of the fact that it's abandoned.
But I don't believe all the urban legends about it. I believe there was a particular reason they wanted it, whether that was the land was worth something or there was some sort of a deal or something, some sort of a deal with an activist group. I don't know. But they wanted it.
Was there strange lights or anything seen prior?
Not that it was reported.
Because it could be... Because Ohio honestly has a fair amount of alien activity.
Which we believe in.
Yes.
And we believe in the supernatural. We believe in a lot of stuff, but...
Well, we've got the air base that was supposed to have had...
Wright-Patterson
Air Base that was supposed to have had the UFO from the...
Hangar 18.
Yeah, yeah, that was supposed to have the area of... Well, the New Mexico, wherever it was.
Well, you know my theories on that.
Well, so, I don't think either one of those actually has them, but they're your smoke screens.
They're the one, hey, look here, but don't look here.
Right.
So we can go do other things where you're not looking.
Because I think even the Greenbrier in West Virginia is hinted to have stuff, too.
Right, because the more you tell people not to look, they're going to look.
Right, and they've kept Area 51 quiet for so long. Don't get me wrong, I think some freaky shit's going on there. But I don't think you're going to find your aliens and your spacecrafts there because too many people are looking at it now.
No.
And they go out of their way to make sure people are looking at that and paying attention to that.
But Helltown is, in fact, an abandoned town. That is a fact. It is abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
It has deserted buildings and it can provide plenty of fuel for nightmares and creepy photos and, you know, just anybody who wants to... go urban exploring, which I don't recommend urban exploring to anybody. I do want to do it myself, but
I told you we can do it during the day.
I don't recommend that to anybody because it could be very dangerous.
Because you don't know who's in the house, if there's somebody in the house, or what kind of condition the house is in.
Correct. And it says here to provide for creepy photos, or at least they did until they were all torn down in 2016.
So they tore down all the houses. Okay, well, that's not entirely true either, because on that documentary that we just watched not too long ago, it still has a red barn that's standing and had been standing since the 60s, and that was as of 2017, and I think that church is still sitting there.
Yeah, I think they probably tore down most of the homes, though, just to keep
people from out of it.
Yeah. And while what really happened in the town's residence is quite disturbing in its own way, because you're uprooted all of a sudden, have no choice about it.
And you know they're not giving you what your property's worth.
Most of the urban legends have a rather mundane explanation. The church does, in fact, bear the upside-down crosses, but these are fairly common in the Gothic revival-style features.
That's true.
Ghost hunters may have actually gotten a terrifying glimpse of a man and child inside of an old school bus. However, they were not the spirits of murder victims forever trapped in limbo, but rather a man and his family who temporarily lived there while their house was being renovated. Right.
That don't make no sense.
Well, it does make sense. I mean, all these ghost shows, they do it all the time.
No, what I'm saying is why live in a school bus while your house is being renovated? Because you can live in the house as it's being renovated.
Like I said, they didn't take everybody's all at first. That's what this says anyway. There is still some local debate about whether the chemical spill actually happened, but the lack of hard proof regarding the Peninsula Python has not stopped locals from celebrating Python Day.
If the town's abandoned, how can locals celebrate Python Day?
Probably the surrounding.
I'm writing that down because I'm seriously going to look at it.
Even Helltown's spooky name is the result of rather than the source of all the urban legends. Helltown is actually just a nickname for a part of Boston Township in Summit County, Ohio. The residents of the area were indeed forced to abandon their homes by the federal government, but not because of a chemical spill or supernatural cover-up. With the national concerns about deforestation in full swing, in 1974, President Gerald Ford approved the legislation that allowed the National Park Service the power to explore land and then theoretically to preserve the forest.
Okay. I have a question.
Sure.
Why mess with people in Ohio because it's a small town? Same families have been there since the town was formed, seems like, when you've got vast amounts of land in the middle of the country.
I agree. I don't buy that explanation, but that was the explanation that the government did put out. I think there's more to it. I don't know what it could be, because it is, from what they say, sandstone. I don't know why that would be so...
There's got to be something in the land that has money to it. There's got to be something, some kind of mineral.
Or something else that they want.
There's got to be something. Natural gas.
I mean, it's nothing we're going to get an answer to.
Oh, no, nobody's going to.
But I don't believe the chemical spill shit. I don't believe all the other shit. I believe that most things come back to money.
Oh, yeah.
And this is money-driven somehow.
Yeah. Because if it was a chemical spill, they would have even, I would assume, clear out the neighboring town, too.
Yeah. And to me, I think it's kind of shitty that you live in America where you're free, but yet you can be told to uproot and leave your home at any time. Because the government
has decided they want it. And it's because there was a lot of forest around it, right?
There is a lot of forest around it. Absolutely a lot of forest around it. It's got beautiful, beautiful forest.
Okay, but so does the Hocking Hills, but you don't see a bunch of people coming in and telling the people that are there, get the F out.
Well, even in the Hocking Hills, though, you got people who live sporadically and they actually live within those park areas. So... I guess I don't understand why you have to abandon this town. Because it's not like you're living in a forest.
Right. A lot of that area is. And you would think that you would want to live bordering a national forest. Because then you know, up to a point, your land's good. Right. Like, nobody's going to be building on one side of you. And that's protected and all that stuff. So, it doesn't make sense.
Well, why the idea behind the bill may have been good intentioned... It was the bad news for the residents living in the areas designated by the National Park Service for new parks.
That were never built.
The area that is now dubbed Helltown was earmarked for the new Cuyahoga Valley National Park. And the people living there had no choice but to sell their properties or to the government. One disgruntled mover scrawled his own gloomy epithet on the wall, which is, "Now we all know how the Indians felt."
Exactly.
I guess it's kind of funny. So
come on, you would do something like that. You know you would.
Yeah. Well, and I'm actually somebody who wants to go through an abandoned town. I want to go through. I would love it. And there's plenty of creepy ones to go through. Helltown just has that lore because of the name. But when you really find out what the name means, it's not that scary anymore. It's, you know, it was based off of a name for clear from the Germans and. That was adopted to that town.
Which is like a great people to emulate because, you know, Hitler and all.
Right. So it says here, Helltown's home to about 6 or 7 different legends, each with it dozens of variations of its own right. It's a dark, foreboding place where ghost cults and even a serial killer were said to lurk. People will tell you the entire town was cursed, warning that it was dangerous to be in the area after dark, and I assume that's from the Native American stuff. Needless to say, people are intrigued and wanted to learn more. So in the summer of 2001, it really kind of took off, and there was a lot of people who went to Helltown to kind of make documentaries.
Yeah, a lot of YouTubers have went and done it.
Right. Let me see if there's anything else.
But I don't know how real that is, too, because we were watching that one documentary that debunked a lot of stuff that said that gate that you always see, that roadblock gate.
The road to the end of the world.
Is not even there. That roadblock gate's not even there.
Well, and they took tunnels from another place here in Ohio that's said to be haunted.
Moonville,
which we've been to several times.
And we can say some weird shit happens there.
But they took pictures from there and said it was, and they took footage from there and said it was Helltown. It was definitely not. It was definitely Moonville.
Well, we were watching it before they even clarified that it was Moonville. I said, that looks like Moonville. That's Moonville's tunnel.
And so it's hard to take anybody serious then when they're talking about this stuff, to be honest. So some of the legends, Mutant Town, or Mutane Town, are two alternate names for the Helltown area. Research on the stories basically concluded that the area was first called Mutant Town, where the federal government bought up the land in 1974 to create this national park area. They boarded up most of the houses, they bought most of the land, and then they put no trespassing signs everywhere because there had been a chemical spill and dump that had left a lot of the people mutated. And so they...
Is there any proof at all of these mutations? Because you would think if that's it, you'd be seeing, like, they would take pictures of it or show somebody some kind of evidence that these mutations are happening. Because I would think any reasonable person, if you take them the evidence that it's actually happening and it's just getting mutated, they'd be like, all right, we'll cooperate.
Well, Mutane Town seems to be a simple misspelling of Mutant Town. Although some of the people will assure you that have lived there that there had been a butane plant in the area, which somehow led to this nickname. Unfortunately, none of that is true. Neither of it was true that there was a chemical spill in Boston Township or that anybody suffered any injuries from a chemical spill in Boston Township.
So the mutant stuff is bullshit.
Hills Have Eyes did not exist there. Although, we have seen areas where this
been. Shit.
The Satanic Church. This one goes along with the allegations of Satan worshipping made against the entire town. We've been told that all the people in the area worship the devil, and that there are animal mutilations and satanic symbols all over the place. All of which leads to the church, which is called the Mother of Sorrows in the real world. Supposedly, the black masses are conducted here, and there are supposed to be upside-down crosses all over the building. As it turns out, as I've said before, the upside-down cross shape is just a feature of a Gothic Revival architecture.
And explain to me how...
You have to think they would have been a little more careful when they were building the place.
Well, explain to me how, if this is the same church that we're thinking about and that we saw in that documentary, how are they having satanic rituals and shit in a church that has houses on each side, in front, and behind it?
In Ohio, close to the Bible Belt. Wow.
I mean, I get the in the woods. And it would probably be a better story if that was, in fact, the church that's abandoned.
Right.
In the town, but it's not. The church that you see doesn't even have any crosses on it. And you can tell that it's in the part that's abandoned because it's overgrown. And it's kind of like, it's almost like smack dab in an intersection.
Oh, the inverted crosses don't bother me at all. I just, like I said, it's just architecture. So.
And it's not even a full cross.
No. It's just architecture. That's all it is. You see a lot of weird stuff in architecture, but you ascribe your own story to it or your own belief to it.
Jesus Christ, and that would mean that every Gothic building ever created, Satanist.
Well, it goes back to what they thought gargoyles were. Oh, those are evil. But
no,
not.
Actually, they're not. They're not. Protect you from evil.
Correct. That was the thought behind the gargoyle, you know, is that they protect you from evil. The cemetery. There is a lot. There are lots of ghost stories that emanate from the scary cemetery, which is said to be terrifying, and the home of a ghost who sits on a bench and stares out into space.
What's scary about a ghost that just sits there and stares?
That's most people say. What's wrong with that motherfucker?
And honestly, you can say any cemetery anywhere ever is scary.
Sure.
They're not meant to be warm and fuzzy.
Well, from what I read, there's actually no bench, and the cemetery is pretty ordinary.
Well, maybe it's a ghost bench that he sits on.
And lately, I guess floodlights have been installed, and there's a patrol system in the graveyard. So, if you're planning to visit at night...
Don't, because you're going to trip the lights.
The school bus, this is, must be the abandoned school bus, has some creepy elements, yes. Any abandoned school bus would be creepy no matter where it's at.
Any abandoned car.
A town that I grew up in that I'll leave unnamed, but we drove through there just so I could show her, you know, where I grew up, and we went through the surrounding areas, and there was abandoned cars everywhere.
Everywhere.
And which was really creepy, but I'm sure there was a logical explanation as to why they were there.
Well, there was, some of them were sitting on houses that had been abandoned, and the growth was starting to take it back. Like, the land was taking it back.
Which is creepy in its own right, but that doesn't mean that it's haunted. That doesn't mean, I mean, it just means that...
somebody fell on hard times and had to leave everything.
And it's creepy. The school bus, this story has some creepy elements. A haunted school bus with all the seats removed is said to sit on the edge of the woods in Helltown. It is said that the kids it was hauling on its last trip was killed by a crazy killer or a bunch of crazy killers. They say sometimes you can either see the kids or their killer or killers inside. If it's a single killer, he sits in the back smoking a cigarette.
Okay. So, they're trying to make you think that a bunch of kids got murdered in this school bus, but there's no police records of it at all.
However, there are no police records whatsoever to confirm this. There's no, even an incident report. There's no paper clippings. There's nothing to back this story up.
You're telling me the parents of the murdered kids just gave zero fucks and they're like, oh, well, we're not going to report it.
Well, the truth, a guy who was repairing his home lived in the school bus with his family until they could move into their home. The bus has since been towed away. So it's not even there anymore. The end of the world. There is a steep, winding road with a sudden stop that is called the End of the World Road. It's actually Stanford Road. Nothing too supernatural here, although you'll hear some weird rumor or another supernatural explanation occasionally. Apparently, there's a good drop-off near the edge of the road that creates an illusion that you're driving next to a much larger chasm. So basically, it looks like you're driving to the next road because of how it looks, but actually it's a huge drop off.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't drive on that road.
So I mean, there's signs posted now. There's, you know, so I could see where that kind of allure would,
I mean, it'd be creepy, but
it's, I mean, but there's a lot of roads like that in places that I grew up. I mean, it was, if you drive too fast or you're not paying attention,
well, you're going over the wall.
You're going to die, probably.
We see that now going into even Hocking Hills.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be extremely careful.
Or Moonville.
Right. Moonville's really bad.
Especially when the locals try to chase you out of there.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, one day we will do Moonville and we'll tell the whole story of all the times we've been there and what we've experienced. I mean, it's some creepy stuff. Once we get a little bit more elaborate setup, we can actually start including pictures and stuff, but
yeah,
there's some creepy shit, man. The hearse.
What?
Yeah, so there's a hearse with help. What? Well, every hell town has a hearse.
Well, legend, I think they'd have more than one.
Legend has it that you will actually be chased by a hearse if you go into Helltown.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
By the hearse. A local guy did own a hearse for a while, but I doubt that he chased very many people with it. Although, that does sound like fun, and it would be a good way to maybe drum up some
tourism if there was a town there that needed tourism.
Unfortunately, actually what happened is that they said they were chased by a spectral hearse, and then it disappears. No way to disprove that, but...
Well, there's no way to prove it either.
There's no way to prove it either, and really, quite honestly, why is a ghost driving a hearse?
It could be residual. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Where it's on a loop?
I guess. But why a hearse? But whatever. Maybe that's what the serial killer drew.
Exactly. Or, you know, maybe it was on its way somewhere and the person died or caught on fire or something and he doesn't know he's dead and he just keeps making the drive to where he's supposed to go.
The slaughterhouse. So there is a confirmed slaughterhouse on the land.
I think that's still standing
it
too,
is.
Isn't
it? It's not far from the cemetery. I guess some of the researchers have reported that it's just part of an old barn, and over time acquired a reputation for a haunted slaughterhouse, where most likely you would probably think if there's going to be haunting, it would be there. There was a lot of death.
Bobby Mackey's.
But faces are reported being seen there if you look through the windows at night. Now, that's probably just pareboolia. Now, any place at night, looking through windows with the right reflection and everything, you're going to see things, or your mind's going to tell you. I'm not saying they didn't.
Right.
I'm just saying, I mean, if you're really seeing that, for one, what are they? That's not going to hurt you. I mean, they're obviously not outside, you know, coming towards you.
And it's not like it's going to happen every time somebody goes.
And it's probably a reflection.
Of your own face.
Yes, and probably distorted by the light
or
and everything
else. Or the glass, because it would be old glass.
So, just be warned of the slaughterhouse. I guess there's also an abandoned house. And there are real abandoned houses there. You would expect that. But we see real abandoned houses all the time. It doesn't matter where you live. You're going to have some abandoned houses. And it is spooky and creepy. I don't think for the paranormal aspect. I think for the squatter aspect.
We have one not too far from us right now that's a condemned building that's all shuttered up and stuff. And it's smack dab in the middle of two houses.
And why part of me want to go in it? Yes. But the other part of me says, boy, I bet there's some creepy shit in there. And I tell you what, when you take a walk at night and you walk by it, it looks pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But there are definitely some abandoned houses there.
They didn't tear them all down?
No. Well, since the power that we invoke the eminent domain to take so many of the demolish them, we've heard a first-hand report about one being haunted and that it fits a local boarding house. A suicide event, I guess, occurred there in 2004, according to the area's spooky reputation.
But in 2004, it was abandoned already.
Yeah, but, you know, people are still going in those places and spending the night and squatting, and the evil spirits probably made them commit suicide.
No, for heaven's sakes.
Right. Okay, so this is a good one. The devil.
Because he's got nothing better to do than walk around Ohio.
What I'm going to tell you is if there's a place called Helltown, that's a dude's house, man. I'm going to go to my town. Helltown. It's probably not even hot there. But surprisingly, for the area known as Helltown, the devil doesn't seem to show up particularly often, despite black masses given in his honor.
Oh, jeez.
The offerings of mutilated farm animals. He hasn't came to appear to many people in the area, maybe because the Boston Mills residents ran him out. The locals are apparently quite sick of the large, unremarkable corner of the state's reputation as a satanic hotbed, and the area police have cracked down on the nocturnal night seers, which are your pretend Satanists. They insist there's nothing to the horror story. Whether they're right or not, it's certainly a fascinating and confusing bit of folklore.
Okay, well, he has better things to do with his time. And why does everybody think he just wants sacrificed animals?
So, I guess I think any abandoned town at night, or maybe even during the day, is going to appear to be creepy.
I mean, hell, we've drove through towns that aren't abandoned that seem creepy.
I mean, you're going to hear things, you're going to see things maybe that you can't interpret right away, and you're going to tell yourself the story and fill in the blanks, and automatically it's abandoned, so something bad had to happen here. It's haunted. Right? I mean, that's probably what you're going to tell yourself. Even going through Moonville and in the dead of day, you could still get freaked out by some of the stuff that you hear that you can't see, some of the stuff you find that you're like, I don't have an explanation for that.
Oh, like the random ass stick in the mud?
Right. I mean, there's just things that happen. So I can see where people had, like legitimate people probably did go there, have experiences because that's what their mind told them that they were having. It maybe wasn't an experience. And with a name like Helltown,
you already expect it to be haunted or creepy or something.
Well, that's my point. You're going there with the expectation that something is going to happen, as opposed to going there to say, okay, what's real and what's not. I like the fact that there's been people who've went that said, we want to know what the truth is.
And they've said that you've seen people walking around in all black, but they could just be doing it because of the stories that are going around about the Satanist and shit out there.
Well, okay, but there's also, too, a conspiracy theory. What if it is valuable to the government and all those stories are put out there and there are people out there just to scare you from coming in the town?
But it's not working.
No.
Because people do go into the town to look around.
My second point to that is that it backfired.
Well, yeah.
And now, when you've told people not to look there, they all want to look.
Because that worked so well for Area 51.
I think it's a big conspiracy, but I think that's probably the most likely. It's no more of a conspiracy than Epstein. I believe...
Oh, Epstein was killed.
Right, no, but I believe I mean, really, quite honestly, you're going to designate that place right there. Yes, we need that place where you're at. That we need that for our park. I mean, come on.
I mean, I understand it if nobody's living there to say, yeah, we'll turn this into a park because nobody's using it. But why kick out families that have literally been there for generations?
Generations. And I also get that it happens other places, and this is not the only time that it's ever happened. But when you do that, then you create those conspiracies. As government officials, when you come in and you just tell people you have to uproot and leave and you don't give an explanation, other than this stupid little park explanation.
Which makes no sense.
Right.
Because there's other places you can put parks. Because I think Ohio has more than enough parks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I don't know. I need to walk through it myself to see.
Oh, my God. 3 hours, though. You wouldn't even really have time to walk around once you got there because we'd have to turn around and come right back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that it truly had all that stuff going on. I think there probably is some haunted spots, just like everywhere. There probably is some residual stuff. Some bad stuff happened there. Some bad energy. But I think the bigger issue I have is the government
just coming in and saying, we need this, get out. That makes no sense.
Infringing on all these people's rights. I mean, that, to me, they shouldn't have the right to do that. And just uproot people. Now, I could see in a time of war, yeah, we need this. We have to have it to win, you know, to protect.
Yeah, but nobody comes over here.
But I'm just saying, I could see that, and I think that's what that act was meant for. The fact that the president at that time in 1974 said, well, we have this act, we want that land.
Oh, because, you know, there's not presidents that have tried to make acts work for them.
Yeah, I just, to me, that's the fishy part. That's the part that fuels this whole conspiracy about Helltown. Would I love to go through it? Absolutely. I really want to walk through it. I want to go through all of it. But I don't have my hopes up that I'm going to see Satan worshippers and a satanic church and ghosts in a school bus, obviously, because the school bus isn't there anymore.
Well, the school bus story didn't even make sense because there was no documented evidence that anybody died in the school bus.
Right, and you think that would be headline news?
That would be in a newspaper somewhere.
Right. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? It's Ohio has a lot of cool spots. We have the old, where the mud house used to be.
That's fishy that they tore that down.
We got Moonville. We got the furnace. We got Helltown. We got a lot of cool spots to go and just check out and explore and, you know, I say let your imagination run wild. You can even scare yourself with some of this stuff. I mean, you can walk through a regular patch of woods and scare yourself.
Mm-hmm. Because there's always noises, right. And
a lot of times
sticks breaking.
Well, we tell ourselves stories too, you know. It just, this one in particular is because of the name of the town, but not so scary when you find out why it was named that.
Well, I mean, it wasn't scary to begin with, but what makes it weird is that, what you said, the government just came in and said, hey, we need this area. And then they took it, kicked all these people out, and have done
jack shit with it.
Fuck all with it.
I mean, they've done some stuff, but not to the extent.
I think they made a picnic area.
I mean, I think if they would have turned it into this gorgeous place like Hocking Hills or something like that, you would have said, oh, okay.
Okay, well, then they actually are doing what they said they were going to do. But to take it like that and then to do nothing with it, you're not helping make the conspiracy theories go away.
Correct.
You're actually fueling them. So it just, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I think that's all we got for Helltown. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't really know what we're going to drop next because we're still trying to decide.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff.
I know, yeah, but
we want to try to do some stuff that maybe you haven't heard of or you've heard little about.
Yeah.
So.
Especially for Halloween week.
That's right. So, enjoy your evening and week, and come back and tune in with us on some other podcasts.
Thanks. Bye.